this year's elections will impact the future of Alaska. On KCAM's Meet the Candidates program, we're giving you the chance to hear candidates in their own words tell you what's important to them. This is Doug Walker of KCAM Radio. On today's Meet the Candidates interview, I'll be talking with Al Merrill, who's running for the U.S. Senate here in Alaska. Welcome. Thanks for joining us today, Al.
Thank you, Doug, for having me.
The question we usually open up with is just giving you a chance to introduce yourself a little bit to the listeners. Can you tell us where you live and how long you've been there and what experience you bring as you run for the U.S. Senate?
Okay. My name is Samuel Allen Merrill. Everybody calls me Al. I live in Anchorage. My family moved up here to Alaska in 1962 from Daytona Beach, Florida. I was raised up here hunting and fishing. Shot my first caribou out there at Crosswind Lake. I have family up around the Glen Allen area. I graduated from East High School. Went to flying school up here, learned to fly, started my flying career up here. And then in the 80s, the family bought a family aviation business where I went and ran it for us. And then I decided to become an airline pilot and did that up until 2009. My wife and I started Angel Aviation, which is the flight school we have here in Anchorage at Merrill Field. I'm running for the United States Senate seat, and what experience do I have? I'm ex-airline captain, and I've ran two successful businesses. I know how to make decisions, and I know how to get things done and deal with people. Beyond that, I think the three most important words in the Constitution are we, the people, and I think that the career politicians have had enough time messing up our government. So it's time that we take control of it again instead of them controlling us.
And you started on this, but tell us a little more about why you're running for the position.
Well, I think that the career politicians have messed things up enough by controlling us instead of controlling the government. I think that inflation was caused because of the career politicians that are down there in Washington, D.C. And if we don't get it under control, it's going to start affecting a lot of us small businesses that are supposed to be the backbone of this country.
What would you say are the most important issues facing Alaska as a state in the coming years?
Well, I think inflation is a huge one. If we don't get it under control, none of the other stuff is going to matter. I think infrastructure, I think we need to work on getting better roads and bridges taken care of so that they don't get washed out and so we can get the supplies and things around the country. Alaska's a big state, and the only way to get things around is by airplanes. Now, I'm not saying that we need highways all over the state, but we do need to do a little bit better job getting supplies around. Education is the other big thing. I think that we're failing rural Alaska by not doing a better job in all students in school, high school, the trade. We're lacking mechanics, welders, painters, carpenters, and everything. And I think that Alaska needs to do a better job of getting trade schools going.
What would you say are your goals for Alaska if elected, and how would you accomplish those goals?
Well, I think the goals are we need to get Alaska's resources under the control of the state of Alaska. How would I do that? A politician can't do anything without the people. They can vote me in or anybody else, and if the people don't stay involved, we can't get anything accomplished. So I think it's the people that need to try to stay somewhat involved.
At the end, I like to leave an opening here for you to really cover anything else that you think is important. So what would you like to say to the listeners as we wrap things up on this interview?
Well, since I have a flight school down in Arizona also, people talk about border, and everybody I talk to up here in Alaska don't think that affects us, but it does. The crime is in perpetrated by the people coming across the border, and the drugs that are coming across do affect Alaska. And who knows when the first airplane load or bus load of illegal immigrants will be in Alaska. And I don't think that the state is prepared to handle influx like that.
If people are interested in finding out more about your campaign and your positions, is there a website they can look at or any other ways they can contact you?
Sure. Merrill4AK.com. MerrillFORAK.com. And my phone number is 907-444-8329.
Thank you very much for your time then, and appreciate the opportunity to talk with you, Al.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye.
Meet the Candidates programs air weekdays at 8:15 a.m. and 4:15 p.m. on KCAM 790 a.m., as well as after the news at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. on FM 88.7. We'll include interviews with candidates in the U.S. House and Senate elections and the governor's race, as well as the state House and Senate districts in the Copper River Valley.